Reality and Illusion. Luke, chapter 2, verses 41 to 48. We will closely look at Luke, chapter 2, verses 41 to 48 today. Every year his parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the feast, according to the custom. After the feast was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." Living with a dream is a very good thing for anyone. A dream is a vision of a person and it becomes a goal. A person without a dream is like a person who runs aimlessly with no direction. Helen Keller was a blind, a speech impaired and a deaf. She had these three serious disabilities in her life, but she always talked about dreams. Someone asked Helen Keller this question. If there are a blind, who is unable to see and a deaf, who is unable to hear, who would be poorer than the other? Helen Keller answered like this. It is not a matter of who is poorer than the other. Whether there is a blind who lost the eyesight, and whether there is a deaf who lost the ability to hear, it is not about being a blind or a deaf, but even with two proper eyes, and even with two proper ears, even with a proper mouth, which could express everything that wants to say, if a person does not have a dream, then that person is the poorest person out of all. That is right. People need dreams. Especially having dreams from the young age is extremely important. Whenever I meet young people, rather than doing anything else, I ask them about their dreams and I encourage them, compliment them. When a child is young, when this child says that being a president is a dream, then people are delighted to hear this and they encourage this child to work towards this. However, as this child grows up, the dream needs to become realistic. When we ask the same question to the people who are over the age of 40 and 50, if they say that becoming a president is their dream, then everyone would laugh at them. It is because they are deluded and not able to distinguish between imagination and reality. An illusion is having a thought that is different from the reality. I was once sharing a vision with the young adults. They talked about their dreams each. One person said that he dreams of being a rich person like Bill Gates. He said that he desires to fly on his own airplane, make an oasis in a desert and in a palace. He wants to enjoy his holidays with a person that he loves. I asked him, "What do you do now?" He answered that he is not doing anything. What he said was such a quixotic absurdity, but he said it was his vision. He also added that a girl that he was seeing left him. I think he was in his dream world and he might not have realized reality. At times, we also cannot distinguish between illusion and reality a lot. There are people who are under an illusion about the conviction as faith. And also there are people who are under an illusion saying that it is a testimony, when they are in fact boasting and showing off about themselves. Also, there are people who take the license for the liberty. When the people who have been drunk and been noisy are told off by the policemen, they argue against the policemen by saying, "This is my freedom, is this your freedom?" Are they right in claiming that this is about freedom? I think it is self-indulgence. I think Korea has a very weak public power. The public grabbing policemen by the collar, is this possibly right? These days, the people who committed most serious crimes are called as sociopath. Psychopath people do not realize that what they are committing is a wrongdoing, and they commit serious crimes. However, in case of sociopath, they know that it is a wrongdoing, but even after they committed a serious crime, they do not feel guilty at all. This can be referred to as an antisocial personality disorder. Some time ago, someone hurt a passerby on a street with a deadly weapon, for no reason. This would be one of the examples. People with this disorder know that what they are doing is wrong, but they do not feel guilty at all. It is a very scary illusion. The words of today are about an illusion as well. The parents of Jesus had a celebration of the Passover in Jerusalem. On their way back home, they spent a night on the road and they could not see Jesus with them. They thought Jesus was with them. They were so worried, and went back to Jerusalem for 3 days and finally found Jesus there. Jesus was lost in a day, but to find Jesus again, they spent 3 days. It is easy to lose something, but finding it again is difficult. In the same way, faith is easy to get weakened, but restoring it again is so much harder. How could the parents lose Jesus on the way? There was a reason. They mistakenly believed that Jesus was with them on the way home. Let us have a look at verse 44. It says in verse 44, "Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends." For an entire day, they traveled back home and they mistakenly thought that Jesus was with them. Why did they think that Jesus was with them? It was because their hearts were not focused in the Lord. Even though they traveled for a day, they did not realize that Jesus was no longer with them. They just merely thought that Jesus was walking with them. On their way home, they might have met a neighbor they knew, and they might have had worries and anxiety about the things around them. But their hearts were not focused in the Lord, and they mistakenly believed that Jesus was still with them. How about you all? Are you not mistakenly thinking about your faith? On Jeju Island, there is a road called the Goblin Road. In fact, this road has a slight slope. But people think that this is a steep slope. So in the engine, if the car is turned off, in fact the car is going down, but it seems that it is an upward slope. It makes us to think that the car is going up. This makes us to be deluded. This is called as an optical illusion. At times, we are deluded about our faith as well. When we do not pray, we have an illusion that we have a deep and intimate relationship with God. When we do not follow the words of God and live in our own ways, we have an illusion that we have a divine spirituality. When we do not live our lives in faith, we have an illusion that we are accompanying with God. In the Bible, Samson was like this. Samson was given an extraordinary strength as an Israelite. But he did not use his power for a set purpose. With the power that God has given him, he lived his life in debauchery. While he fell asleep on a knee of Delilah, his hair was cut, lost his powder, and all the blessings of being an Israelite were taken away from him. All the strength left from him and his two eyes were taken away as well. In Judges, chapter 16, verses 20-21, it says, "Then she called, 'Samson, the Philistines are upon you.' He awoke from his sleep and thought, 'I'll go out as before and shake myself free.' But he did not know that the Lord had left him. Then the Philistines seized him, gouged out his eyes and took him down to Gaza. Binding him with bronze shackles, they set him to grinding in the prison." In the latter part of Judges, chapter 16, verse 20, it says, "Samson did not know that the Lord had left him. He mistakenly thought that he still had strength in him." How about us? Don't we live our lives thinking mistakenly like this? Like Samson, when we have lost our strength, and our eyes had lost its eyesight, aren't we still mistakenly thinking that God is with us? Also, an illusion is caused by disinterest, carelessness. When the parents' interests were focused on Jesus, they would have checked constantly whether Jesus was with them or not. But the parents simply assumed that Jesus was accompanying with them, and did not check whether Jesus was with them all day. This meant that they were not interested and were careless. An opposite word of love is not hatred. It has been said that an opposite word of love is carelessness, not being interested. Not being interested about the family, about the neighbors, about our nation, is a scary thing. In the past, there was a very shocking case called 38 Audiences. In the entrance area of the apartment building, a woman was killed by an assaulter. After the police investigation, it had been found that 38 people were aware of this murder till this woman got killed. 38 people heard her screaming. Someone heard her scream from the balcony, someone heard her scream from their living room, and the other heard her scream in a room. They told the police like this. But the woman was killed at the end. Simply because this woman was not their own family member, they were not really interested in paying attention to the screaming sound. She was murdered at the end. The Lord sighed out about the reality about this time as well. Even though someone blows the trumpet, no one dances. Even though the heartbreaking thing happens, no one cries out. The Lord called it as an insensitive, irresponsible and apathetic time. Love is about being interested in the other. The Lord asked who the neighbor of the assaulted was. When the assaulted person was dying while lying on the ground, a chief priest passed by and a Levite passed by as well. But they looked at this person lying on the ground and just left him lying there. The third person who was passing by was a Samaritan. This Samaritan saw this dying person and took him to the tavern. This Samaritan even wrapped the wound with the cloth and paid for the price for him to stay in the tavern. Who is a neighbor of the assault out of three people? Go and do it like this. The Lord said to us not to act with our lips only, but He wants us to act in true love like this. This is a real story that happened in the USA. Pastor was invited to preach at a big church. This pastor wanted to test whether the church congregation acts as per the words in the Bible. So this pastor dressed in shabby clothes and begged the people for money who were going to church to have a worship service. Not even a single person paid attention to this beggar. People were looking forward to listen to the sermon from the pastor and were waiting for the pastor to appear on the stage. When the service time started, people were amazed to see the pastor. That pastor was a beggar who was begging for money in front of the church. He came up to the stage just as he looked in his beggar look. The main speaker introduced the pastor to the congregation and he started preaching in tears. The pastor shared about how he felt as a beggar. All the audience repented in tears as well. The Lord is not far away from us. He is close to us and we can reach Him whenever His hands are needed. In Matthew, chapter 25, the Lord said to the people on the right side, "Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world.'" He blessed them. He said, "For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat, I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink, I was a stranger and you invited me in." When people asked the Lord, "When did we treat the Lord like this?" He said in Matthew, chapter 25, verse 40, that the king will reply, "I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, and you did for me." At the moment, the Lord cannot be seen with our own physical eyes. But you need to know that we are meeting the Lord countless times. Do not have an illusion about faith, just like the parents of Jesus, that mistakenly thought that Jesus was with them. Have a look at the result of having an illusion. Let us look at verse 46 together. It says, "After 3 days they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions." The parents of Jesus looked for Jesus, and wandered on the streets for 3 days to find Jesus. They lost Jesus in a day, but they took 3 days to find him at last. To find Jesus again, they wasted time 3 times more. They were mentally stressed. It is easy to lose something, but to find it again, it takes a lot more effort. It is easy to go down but hard to go up, and it takes 3 times more effort. It is the same as that. Also, it is easy to fail, but it is a lot harder to have it restored. It requires a lot more effort to do that. It is easy to commit a sin, but it is so hard to restore the grace. Have a look at David. He enjoyed the entertainment for a short period of time. However, because of this sin, he had to live the rest of his life with repentance. For the price of that sin that he had committed, he had to go through the agony of seeing his children's death, and he had to go through this extremely difficult time. The people of Israel found it easy to complain and distrust about the promise of God, but the price for this was costly. They spent 40 years to get into the land of Canaan. They should have only spent 11 days normally to do this. They had to wander on the same road over and over. For our faith as well, do not lose our ways, and do not wander on the streets, to find the right way. Also, the result of having an illusion was concern. In verse 48, it says, "When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, 'Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you.'" Normally, two things result for a believer as a result of having an illusion. Firstly, after committing a wrongdoing, there was an anxiety. After Adam committed a sin, he felt insecure, worried, and he hid in the Garden of Eden. Cain killed his own brother and he was extremely anxious and insecure. We can see that in the Bible, that Cain expressed his anxious feeling in his words. Cain said that he thinks someone that he comes across would kill him. If we do not live in a correct way, the level and the amount of the anxiety would go up. Secondly, when we get more distant from the Lord, the worries of the world come to us. In the latter part of verse 48, it says, "Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." This is what the parents of Jesus said to Jesus when they found him at last. After losing Jesus, how would the parents of Jesus feel? How anxious would they have been? After the parents of Jesus found him, they expressed, "Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you," as expressed in the latter part of verse 48. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, how should people of God live? How should we live our lives? We need to check our walks with the Lord. If we go ahead of the Lord, we would become arrogant and snobby. If we fall behind the Lord, it is easy to lose the track of the Lord. Therefore, we need to always walk with the Lord, together. Like the parents of Jesus, do you not have an illusion that you are always walking with the Lord? Check it out. Do you not have an illusion and not too focused, driven by the world? A man in his 40s was fully drunk. He thought the bottle had beer, so he drank it. But it had agricultural pesticides in it. He died after drinking it. After having a beer time with his friend, he came home fully drunk, and he mistakenly thought the bottle had beer, but unfortunately it had agricultural pesticides. Like this, if we get drunken by the world, we would get to live in an illusion, and with an inability to distinguish what is right and wrong. An illusion is different from reality. Let us check our faith, and I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you will walk with the Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.